What do you break the ground with in the spring? What kind of a tool or a pick? After you plow, what do you use to break the ground up even finer? Might have teeth on it.
A tiller or an old-fashioned rake that has to be horse-drawn.
Okay, so you might call it a rake or a tiller. Mm-hmm. Okay, have you heard the word harrow?
No.
Would you pronounce it?
Harrow.
Okay. What is that? What is it that the wheels of a car fit onto? Kind of a long bar.
The chassis.
Or the wheels of a wagon.
What is called a playground?
Shaft. I don't know. I'm
thinking
of everything.
Kind of a long round bar.
Yeah, this is so good.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to describe it as plainly as possible. Have you heard the word axle?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is that how you usually use the word? What do you call an X-shaped frame that you might lay a log across to chop it into stove wood? Those X-shaped things.
There might be a plank. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the A-frame ones?
That's what we call A-frames. I've never seen an X-shape.
Okay. You straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
Okay.
Strap. They call it in the barbershop.
All right. What do you... What do you put in a revolver? This is kind of hard one to get at, I think.
A revolver.
Like a gun revolver.
Gun. Bullet.
Okay. This thing that I have in here, you might call it a blank tape.
Cassette.
Okay, or another word. It's a...
Cartridge.
Okay, good. Good cartridge. What do you call the playground equipment that children play on? One child bounces the other and they go up and down.
Seesaw.
Okay. What are they doing when they do that?
I don't know. They're going up and down, lifting each other's weight.
Okay. Maybe use the term seesaw to make a verb out of it. They are
seesaws.
Okay. You might not even have heard this. It's probably my I had myself. What do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children use to jump up and down on? Have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
Okay. There might be a plank that's kind of acted in the middle, and it's loose enough so that it can go round and round, and children can get on it and spin around on it. What would you call that?
Merry-go-round.
Okay. When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so the children can go back and forth, you're making a
swing.
Okay. What would you call a container for coal that you keep near the stove or the fireplace?
A coal box or a coal bin.
Okay.